Okay, it's Camilla here, and we're in the Seven Dials Club, and I've got a lovely gentleman in front of me who actually used to work at Covent Garden Market. So, could you tell me your name?
Terry Cook.
Terry Cook.
Cook with an E. Cookie.
And where were you born, Terry?
South Lambeth.
South Lambeth.
Yeah.
And how did you come to work at Covent Garden?
After doing my national service, 3 years in the RAF, I eventually got a job in CJ Popart, which was the largest firm in Covent Garden at the time, wholesaling fruit, vegetables, everything. And is there anything else I can tell you? That's 1953.
And what was your first, what did you do? What was the sort of job that you did at Covent Garden?
Right, I worked in the office of CJ Popart from 1953 to 1960, and then I became a salesman for TJ Popart in Central Avenue in the Covent Market for 9 years until it was 1969, and then I started my own business supplying fruit, veg and tin stuff, all sorts of things from New Street in Covent Garden up until the market moved to Nine Elms, and then I moved over there and carried on with the same business up until I retired.
What was the main sort of change that happened to you from when you went from Covent Garden to Nine Elms?
The main change obviously was because produce wasn't able to be delivered comfortably by the huge juggernaut lorries that were coming in from Paul particularly. And so the market was moved to Nine Elms, where it was far easier to work moving around traffic wise. I'm not sure what else I can tell you. When the market first opened in 1974, I moved there in 1978. Excuse me, and the market was fully occupied by sales companies, marketing or selling fruit and vegetables, and gradually over the years this sort of dwindled off as firms went bust and closed down until it became what it is now. It's just a limited number of firms over there working in the business that I knew. Camilla.
Did you prefer working in Nine Elms or Covent Garden?
I much preferred working in the old Covent Garden market because you knew so many people personally. It was like being part of a big family, really. You knew all the porters and their families, really. And of course, there were so many pubs in the area, you got to meet them on social occasions quite a lot. Far too much, really. But when moving to the new market, all that personal atmosphere disappeared completely. Although you knew a lot of the salesmen in the different firms, because then I was buying from the market as a buyer, as opposed to being a salesman, and I knew a lot of the salesmen working in their premises over there, but it was a completely different change. But for me, it was a good one. I earned a living, and that was it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.